Building a common approach to animal care assessment. That is going to be a presentation given to us today by Carolyn Ramsey. She's coming to us from Vancouver, and she's NFAC's coordinator of animal assessment, the animal assessment framework, and she's currently working on her master's at Simon Fraser University in public policy. Please welcome Carolyn.
Okay, hi everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. I've been looking forward to this conference for some time, and I hope my brief talk adds to your enjoyment of the day. So, as Susan mentioned, I was asked to speak about NFAC's Animal Care Assessment Framework. This is sort of a brand new thing. It's pretty hot off the press, if you will. So it's exciting for us to be able to talk about this. So I'll just basically, in a fairly brief time frame, talk to you generally about what this document entails. Okay, so a question that I think will resonate with many of you in the room today. So we have our code of practice, now what? And depending on circumstances, there might be a tone of curiosity and excitement in your voice as you ask yourself that question, or if it's been a tough day, it might feel a bit more like you're exasperated as you ask yourself this question. And on the same slide as this question is a quote from Jeff, who you've all been introduced to now. And those of you who were at NFAC's 2011 conference might remember in Jeff's talk, he invited us to think of codes of practice as a midpoint, not an endpoint. And he went on to say the codes are providing with the foundation we have through NFAC an excellent frame, but we need to keep building on that frame to actually provide the assurance that animals are being treated according to acceptable standards. And I think many of us would agree that codes are a midpoint, albeit a very important midpoint, and it can be maybe a bit frustrating. Many speakers today have already acknowledged codes of practice themselves are an awful lot of work, so maybe a touch frustrating to accept them as a midpoint, but as I say, a very important one. Okay, and I guess that brings me to the Animal Care Assessment Framework. So what is this? We sort of describe it as a credible, nationally coordinated process to follow when developing an assessment program based on your codes of practice. So I kind of think of it as one part credible process, some clear steps to follow, one part hopefully helpful resource, especially for those groups that have maybe never before been down this road of creating a program. So I think this framework this is us building on that frame. With this document, we now have this new process. This is us continuing on to build on that frame that we have. So we have a code development process, and now with this assessment, animal care assessment framework, we have a process to follow for program development if the decision by your group is to go ahead with that step of creating a program. And so in a way, this animal care assessment framework is a one possible answer to that question. We have our codes of practice, now what? So that's what the actual framework is. Steering committee involved, and I'll describe them in 1 minute or so. They agreed to about four main objectives for the document. The first, not surprisingly, is to facilitate code implementation by providing that informed framework and some useful resources. Another main objective of the document is to provide a common approach to program development, and I think related to that, help ensure consistent communications along the value chain and even between commodity groups. And those two points are probably particularly key. Work on this project actually began in 2005, and I think at that time there was sort of a collective recognition that we had some programs out there for animal care assessment. But they were all developed in slightly different ways, using slightly different processes and different terminology. So there was an agreement that it could be strategic to try to have one common approach and try to get on the same language page across all those programs. And lastly, an objective of enhancing the credibility of those assessment programs. So can we build a credible process that confers credibility onto the associated programs? Okay, the steering committee. So this was the group of people that was tasked with finalizing this framework. They began their work in 2011. Many of them are here today, which is great. It was a 13-person committee, a very diverse group, which was essential. It was very important that we have a lot of different perspectives informing on how this project evolved. So you see clearly researchers were involved, auditors with direct experience actually conducting on-farm assessments. We had representation from four different commodity groups, which was also very essential. All these groups look at assessment with unique perspectives, so it was really important for us to have a variety of them at the table. And of course, representatives from those who are calling for proof of adherence to the codes. So animal advocates, processors, and members of the retail food service community. And still on that note of talking about the steering committee, I mean, it's important to point out we have this new framework, and it is new, but it's important to recognize that animal care assessment programs are not new to Canada. We've had several commodities that have had good programs in place. And so I just wanted to highlight that I think this project benefited enormously from the involvement of Chicken Farmers of Canada and Canadian Pork Council as two groups that have had programs in place, and we were able to build on the good processes they had, take from their lessons learned and enhance the process in this animal care assessment framework. Okay, I think I have one slide on the historic context. So as I said, this project, this finalized assessment framework is actually 8 years in the making. So beginning in 2005 with NFAC's first business plan, it identified a key issue that the retail and food services sectors are under increasing pressure to provide consumers with assurances about animal care. And so in that same document was this objective to develop some type of a national model for developing programs or principles of what those programs should include. So that goes as far back to 2005. And I think in that same year, agreement that the early stages of that should involve gathering insight and sharing information about the programs that were out there. NFAC also worked on the development of three reports that helped us to determine how to go forward on this project. And then in 2009, NFAC struck a subcommittee that was asked to create a draft model, and they did that. And then in 2011, as I said, that's when we had that steering committee formed and asked to finalize the animal care assessment framework. And so that committee's work, beginning in 2011, there were sort of three components to the project. One of them was we were holding two stakeholders workshops. This whole process of creating this framework was very consultative. The first workshop was in 2011. Some of you may have actually been at that workshop. It was in Guelph. We had nearly 70 people in attendance, and a main objective for us that day was to get feedback on the draft. So by 2011, we had a revised draft, and in the workshop, we got lots of great input from those who were at the workshop. A second workshop was actually held yesterday in this same hotel, and many of you were actually at that workshop. And that workshop was a chance for us to present on this finalized framework and also get some feedback on future work that might in some way be related to this going forward. Another big component of this project was a test pilot. So as I say, as of 2011, we had a draft ready to go, and Dairy Farmers of Canada agreed to test pilot that draft and develop their first ever animal care program for dairy. And you'll hear Ron Maynard say more about that. We also had input from a retail food service committee. I mean, from the start, it was very clear that community needed to know about this framework and it needed to have their buy-in. So we assembled a 7-person committee. Some of them are over there. And they were involved, and it was just a way for us to engage them, make sure they knew about it, make sure that it was developing in a way that met their needs. Okay, and I have a few extra printed copies of this actual document, so come and see me if you'd like to see it in greater detail, because I really only have time to give you a general picture of it. But some key features about it, as you can probably appreciate, this framework calls for broad participation in terms of the program development. So the framework talks about having a program development team, and there will be multiple stakeholders involved in that, animal advocates, producers, researchers, etc. The programs must be based on the codes of practice. And we actually, within the framework, we talk about how you can use that code to develop your program, and we set out some key principles. So if you want to say that you use this framework, you have to demonstrate that your program meets all those principles. Another key point about the framework is it was written for all farm animal industries. So we want this to be used by groups who want to use it, so we had to build it in a way that achieved a balance between credibility but also flexibility in the process. The framework also recognizes that some aspects of program development will be informed by factors external to the framework. So we do have a clear set of steps to follow, but some elements of your program will be influenced by external factors. So groups will have to be thinking of the external environment they're operating in. And again, like the code process, use of this framework is voluntary, so industry associations would step forward and express their interest in it and initiate it from there. And lastly, a sort of key feature, and this was a new addition as of the 2011 sort of iteration of this project, NFAC will serve as a key role as an oversight body that the process was followed. Okay, and a little bit more detail about the actual assessment framework. So it's divided into two sections. Section one is the six steps to follow. So it's things like having a program coordinator in place who will take the lead coordinating the project, assembling your program development team, as I mentioned, and the framework outlines who needs to be involved and who you have to go to get nominations for populating that committee. And then the next step, so once you have your committee in place, that committee will start developing the program content. And as I say, we have a whole section on that. And that's probably maybe one of the longest steps. So the committee will slowly build their program content. That's step four. Step five is an optional step, just simply test piloting the draft program on farms. Most groups do that. And then the last step is reporting to NFAC. So again, it's basically providing NFAC with materials that allow NFAC to verify that the process set out in this framework was followed. Section two is supplementary information, additional resources, so appendices, considerations around training. We also have a whole section on implementation that talks about, kind of walks you through, I guess, all the main things you'll want to think about in terms of implementing the program. How frequently will your assessments be, that type of thing. Sorry, I'm from Vancouver, so I actually find it dry here. Believe it or not, some people find it humid, I find it dry here. Yeah, that's right. Okay, and so this is my last slide. I guess I wanted to leave you with some final thoughts and make sure you're aware of the next steps for this project. So another major outcome besides finalizing this assessment framework is the committee will develop a report on findings and recommendations. Part of that report will include some of the feedback we got from yesterday's workshop. And of course, just making sure everyone knows this framework is ready to use by about 2014. And then as we see it get used, we expect that the process will be refined as we learn more about assessment, as there's more research available, and as I say, as groups use it, we'll make some tweaks to it to improve it. And I guess some final thoughts. So I think this framework, as I said, it was developed over many, many, many years. It was a very consultative process. I think it's been developed in a way that it has an inherent value. But we have a collective responsibility, I think, to ensure its success. So what might help with that? One thing is active participation by all stakeholders. One of the things the steering committee talked about in their work was we are seeing a proliferation of programs. So, you know, in a way, the aim with this whole process was, can we develop a very credible program development process that leads to credible programs that carefully address the needs of all stakeholders? So that implies clearly we really need active involvement of all stakeholders as the programs are getting developed. And we want groups to use it. It was developed for that purpose. I think We really did build this in a way that it was very user-friendly and promote it as part of Canada's overall strategy on animal care. So I think we need to all, as much as possible, take a role in promoting that this framework exists and promote the programs that were developed from it. And that's it. Thank you very much. And yes, and we have time for questions. Any questions? I didn't get any questions at the workshop yesterday either.
Yeah, my name is Jansen. I'm from the University of Calgary. From the University of Calgary, and I guess, I mean, NFAC has led the development of the codes of practice, and you had an agenda. When I look through the codes of practice, I see that there are some pretty critical dates. Those dates probably don't mean anything if you don't have the methodology of assessment. So my question to you at NFAC is, what is your agenda? And when do you propose that the various commodity groups come up with assessment mechanisms, and what will they look like? I guess that's a issue to veterinarians or anybody at veterinary schools, because that sort of stuff has to be incorporated into the curriculum. So assuming that veterinarians will be part of that assessment process.
Okay. Time frame in terms of, I mean, I think one of the things we've definitely talked about is that each commodity, that the general timeline would be once you've developed your code, you'd start thinking maybe about an assessment program, and we'll probably, those groups that are interested in developing a program, they'll all probably have to think about a time frame that works for them. As I said, really, this whole process would be initiated by an industry group that comes forward and expresses an interest. So is that what you sort of meant by time frame?
I'm hoping that you, in fact, would push the commodity groups to develop the assessment model.
Okay.
Rather than, I mean, there's inherent inertia for everybody to come on side, is there not?
I mean, I think a group that is, and you'll hear from Tim Hortons later on today, that this is a group that is applying pressure, I think, to demonstrate adoption of the codes. I don't know that Jackie would say the pressure will come from NFAC. I think NFAC typically facilitates these kinds of processes. So we've, over many, many years, facilitated discussions to develop a finalized framework. Some of the pressures are coming from external forces, like the retail groups, et cetera. But I think many commodities, especially those involved, they strongly recognize that it's time to get to the stage of assessment programs or other mechanisms that show the codes are being used. Oh, sure. Yeah, Susan, we have some steering committee members here, so do any of them have something to add in answering that question, or something to add about the actual framework? they're hiding.
I'll is this on? Can you hear me now? Yes. Okay. Eugene, it's important to remember that NFAC has not been created as any kind of regulatory body that's going to force any organization to move in any particular direction. We do operate in kind of a collaborative governance type of structure. Having said that, all the relevant stakeholder groups are around the table. We do have these conversations regularly around the National Farm Animal Care Council table. The commodity groups are well aware of the pressures that they are facing, and I fully expect that they will respond as they need to in order to meet the market demands that are being placed upon them. And a number of commodity groups have already done that through creating animal care assessment programs already. And certainly I think that the thinking process is, you know, we already have a program, we're going to update our code, are we going to fall into this animal care assessment framework? as Carolyn noted, this is really hot off the presses. We just had a workshop yesterday. So there's a whole lot of collecting of feedback that needs to happen. And I think everyone is going to have to go back to their respective corners and think about how they may want to use this framework and also what expectations there may be from, as Carolyn noted, external forces to use the framework as well.
Are there any other questions? No? Okay, thank you very much.